This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab and Parler, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website page, either the Captain's America Third Watch .com, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. And joining us right now, from the panhandle of Florida, where he's enjoying the weather, it's our friend, our longest-running person that we've had on the program, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank. Now, see, the people really appreciate that, and they're going to go back in their cage right now. There we go. But they really appreciate that. Oh, you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I've got to send my condolences out to the police officers, the Brothers of the Badge in Chicago. A horrible incident over the weekend. Two cops, in my opinion, ambushed by some gangbangers that were pulled over by a female cop and her partner. She was shot dead. Her partner was shot in the face through the eye. May or may not live. Don't know. But I'm telling you, these kids and this situation in Chicago, this has got to stop. And you people in Chicago that are listening to me right now, you need to do something about this. Get out on the damn streets. Where the hell are the protesters?
Yeah, this should be taken to the streets, and quite honestly, the mayor should be held accountable to the point of stepping down.
You bet.
This is beyond tolerable anymore. You know, for years upon years upon years. How long have we been talking about the violence in Chicago?
20+ years.
Yeah, and it was peaking under Barack Obama, and now it has eclipsed that peak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is beyond time that this be addressed to a point of a solution. Mm-hmm. You know, when people are making law enforcement officers prey on the streets,
yeah,
this has to end. And the Black Lives Matter movement, this is a testimony to the hypocritical nature of that entire movement. If Black Lives Matter, they'd be behind the police officers in Chicago. Because the black neighborhoods in Chicago are the ones that are, it's a war zone.
Gangs.
It's a war zone.
Yep. Gangs. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I think I mentioned this on Friday. I have a friend of mine who owns restaurants in the city of Chicago, and he tells me when I go up to the city to visit, don't set foot in the city. It's too dangerous. They are carjacking and shooting people on Michigan Avenue in broad daylight in front of the Art Institute.
Correct.
You know, you can't You can't have a thriving economy. You can't have people wanting to come to a world-class city when they have to wear Kevlar to be able to go to a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Brothers of the Blue up there and Brothers of the Badge, because it affects all of us in different ways. But this is ridiculous, and it's got to stop. All right, let's move on. I'll tell you what, Governor Cuomo is in huge trouble. His high-paid executive assistant, Melissa DeRosa, has walked off the job, and she's made the comment in passing that maybe what some of what he was doing broke the law.
Yeah, and this is the highest level non-elected official in the state of New York. This is somebody who knew him intimately, worked with him intimately daily.
Yep.
And for her to say that, you know, that's telegraphing, hey, subpoena me.
Yep.
Get a deposition from me. Now, how this guy is arrogant enough to insist that he's staying in office is beyond. It's beyond the pale. It is a testimony to his arrogance. We thought it was bad when he was talking about what a great job he did during the COVID event.
Yeah.
When one of his orders killed over 15,000 senior citizens.
Yep.
You know, the death rate up there is mm-hmm. one of the worst in the country. You know, this guy should not only resign, he should resign in shame. Yet he's sitting there polishing his crown saying, I'm staying.
Yep. As you know, I'm originally from New York State, was a resident there for a number of years, firefighter, retired out of New York, out of the city. But the fact of the matter is, Frank, I've talked to a lot of my friends, my political friends, some of them are still in politics, some of them are not, and both of them, and all of them agree, and even the Democrats that I talk to agree, he's got to go. And if he won't quit, they are going to impeach him. And bottom line, end of story.
We've got a mutual issue in the past, and that's coming from cities that have corruption as a centerpiece. We are going to find out how corrupt Albany is.
You bet.
If this guy survives this, mm-hmm. if he gets to last out his term, then there is some deep, dark backroom peddling going on.
You betcha. We are going to find out. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. Oh, just getting started. We're going to have some fun on this segment. Coming right up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
All right, we are going to do it, and I'll have something to say about that in a minute. By the way, that 2 million plus is both terrestrial and internet satellite listeners, and we have a new affiliate. Matter of fact, we got two new worldwide affiliates, which I'll tell you about that. Well, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Northeast, up and down the East Coast, the Middle Atlantic States, and as far west even as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. And remember, it all starts with the Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins, we talked about that with Chris Markowski. You might have heard me tell you, they're up 45%, the trade-in value. People are actually taking cars that are a year or two old. And they're making money, they're trading them in, they're getting more money than what the car is already worth, paying off their loan, and guess what? They're either buying a new car or they're going on vacation, whatever. That's the kind of market we're in right now. So don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care, taking care of them. Remember, Moss, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market right now. Totally redesigned. It's really, really, really fun to drive. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You know why? If you walk in the door and you tell them that before you sit down and talk to them about price,
right away, that means you get yourself an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. You got to tell them that first, right off the bat. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Frank, wait till I tell you this one. You ready?
I'm ready.
We are now being heard in India, as in the country of India. We started out the first night with 10,000 listeners in India. By the end of the week, last week, we were up to 80,000 a night in India.
I love it. The nation that understood that the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works for COVID. Congratulations, people of India. You did it right.
You betcha. And when I was approached by the people about putting the show on over there, I went, sure, absolutely. What do we need to do? And it was them that approached me, not me, them.
Well, when you're giving fact-based information, it's worth something all around the world.
Yeah, so. And we're going to get some reciprocation, too, from the people over there, because there's a lot of things that happen in that part of the world that we need to keep people abreast of. And just certainly Afghanistan, we're going to have a real mess there. Oh, boy.
You know, absolutely. The people of the United States have to understand that India is a very big counterbalance to China right now.
You bet they are, and Pakistan too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a very important country. In order to keep balance in the world, they are an ally to the United States that is very valuable in the region, and we've got a very good relationship with India. Welcome aboard, people of India. Glad to be heard over there.
And, of course, we're heard in Germany on radio waves, have been for a number of years, long before, people even knew what was going on. But that was thanks to Maria, radio waves.
And evidently, you were heard in Greece.
Yeah, we sure are. We absolutely positively are. All right, now, this birthday party over the weekend, Barack Obama turned 60. You know what happened that was really funny, Frank? The pictures that were taken, a bunch of them, were deleted as fast as they were taken.
Yeah, from what I understand, it was a request from the host.
Uh-huh.
Because any pictures that were put on party on social media were taken down immediately.
Mm-hmm. Because of some of the things that were going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when you have big bowls of Doritos at a party because you get the munchies because people are doing stuff, you know, you don't want that getting out there during the age of COVID. So
yeah. Plus, it was a maskless pretty much event, and the girls all look prettier at closer time, I guess, or whatever. But Obama, you know, people hadn't seen Obama like this before, and he was just having a good old time.
Well, turning 60 is an event. Nevertheless, you know, part of the reason he wanted everything deleted is because it proved one thing positively for Obama and his ilk, and that's they believe that they're above all guidance of the law. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one set of rules for the elites, another set of rules for everybody else, and Dr. Fauci standing in between. So, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy that goes on with the elites of the left. You know, they will scream outrage and panic and we have to do this and lockdown and don't you dare not wear a mask. But behind, you know, look at Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
You know, going out and having dinner in San Francisco
for
$400 a plate. Look at, you know, Barack Obama at his birthday party, the Cuomos. It never ends.
Speaking of masks, let's take a look at Antifa and what they did over the weekend. Antifa with their pretty black masks that now had the word Antifa written on them, violently shut down a Christian worship event in Portland, Oregon, and in the process wound up clashing with the Proud Boys. And it was not a pretty sight. The cops did show up, but that was after a few heads got bashed in.
No, you're looking at an anarchist, totalitarian, violent crew that the police have decided they're going to cede the city to.
Yep.
You know, there's no proactive attempt to stop these people when they go into the streets and start burning things and beating people up. And so what Portland is doing, and what they have been doing for getting on a year now, is setting up that city for being a vigilante state. because there are people across the United States who've had enough of this garbage.
Yep.
And there are people in that demographic who've had enough of this garbage who say, well, if the police aren't going to do anything about these people, we have to do something about these people. Now, make no mistake, the left is going to say, see, look at the violent right.
Yep.
You know, look at the violent right taking to the streets to beat up those poor little people of Antifa. It's because Antifa is waging war against law and order, the rule of law, and the people of Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
You know, it's time they were confronted and stopped.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, I will say this. The Dems' downfall in 2022, 2021, and even 2024, and I don't see it slowing down or stopping, is going to be this uncontrollable inflation and the uncontrollable price of goods. Call it gas, call it food, call it medicine, call it clothing, call it cars, call it services, whatever, but that's going to be their downfall. They have no way or means of controlling this.
Well, no, not with the way they're spending. That's for damn sure. You know, and if you look at elections across the board going back 50, 100 years, everybody votes with their wallet.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not having a good time with your wallet around election time,
yeah,
the people in power usually get it in the teeth. And when you look at the spending policies that this administration has put into place and the mismanagement of Janet Yellen and how she wants to go after cryptocurrency,
yep,
to provide oversight, talk about trying to ruin something that people have found as a lifeline in this day when they're creating inflation.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And one other thing, Joe Biden has totally underestimated his attacks on Ron DeSantis and how this is a serious political miscalculation on his part. He doesn't have a political leg to stand on going up against DeSantis. The record speaks for itself. Same with Governor Greg Abbott.
Not only has he lost Texas and Florida beforehand, because the people of Texas and Florida are appreciating their governors,
you bet,
to a great extent right now, but that the influence of a DeSantis and an Abbott and a Gnome, it's beyond their states now. Because people, especially in bordering states, are saying, we wish we had a governor like this, who would let our businesses thrive, who would, freedom is a big thing now. It seems like it's a commodity in a country where we're supposed to have it all the time.
You're right. You're right.
You know, so when you mentioned DeSantis to somebody here in Illinois, I haven't met anybody from up in Illinois who hasn't said, boy, we wish we had a governor like yours.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back. Frank's going to stick around for another segment. We got a lot more coming your way. It's a very busy news day, I'm telling you. And we haven't even gotten to some of the other items that we need to mention. Bobby Bowden dying, for example. The Teachers Union, again, the Teachers Union, in the news for the wrong reasons.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we actually, in passing this, I think have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, told NBC News as a matter of personal conscience, she wants a vaccine mandate.
I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates.
We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, this Saturday I'll be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena for the Two Guys Gun Show down there. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. If you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, and check out all the different stuff they'll have there. It's not just about guns and ammo. It's about a lot of other things, outdoor supplies and things that you'll find there that you might never think that you'd find at a gun show, but they'll be there. And also, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment. Now, Everglades Equipment Group, the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, and they got four dealers around the state, including one up there near where Frank's at. And when you're within the sound of my voice, and you are listening to me right now, stop by your local Everglades Equipment Group store. Check out what they've got. By the way, my neighbor went over there the other day, came back with a shovel and a rake and some seeds and some fertilizer. And what the hell are you doing? He goes, oh, man, I didn't realize they had grass seed over there and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. Look, I'm going to take care of my lawn. So that's one of the things they've got, in addition to all the different lawn tools and blowers and chainsaws and tractors and mowers and whatever you need to have at Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Stop by and say howdy, howdy to them, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast and website is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
All right. First of all, Bobby Bowden, the legendary coach, died at the age of 91. We heard just a short while ago that he had terminal cancer, and it just kind of stunned everybody. But
He lived a long life, and he will be missed. And even his old nemesis, if you will, Steve Spurrier, said that Bobby Bowden was one of the classiest acts he ever met.
Well, and he lived a full and a good life. He influenced a lot of lives in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
A private guy in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's Godspeed, and he has left his mark on the world.
Yep. Now, before we get to a caller that's on the line, the Albany County Sheriff in upstate New York has opened a criminal investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo, and he says, I'm not going to be intimidated by the governor or anyone else in the state of New York. By the way, this sheriff happens to be a Democrat.
Well, the thing here, and bravo to the sheriff, I'm glad he's doing that, but don't you think that Letitia James should be doing that?
Yep, I do.
You know, why is the Attorney General of New York not viciously pursuing things against Andrew Cuomo? And this is what we were talking about in the earlier segment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out how dirty Albany really is up in New York, because this would be an AG's dream. To
yep.
go after a governor with all of these accusations going at him, and she's just kind of milquetoast about it.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah. Now, the teachers union president has come out and said she wants to see all of her teachers vaccinated.
Well, of course she does, and she's going to carry the line for the Obama administration because they make sure that
Biden,
she gets...
Biden.
Biden. Okay. You caught me there, but
yeah.
You know.
Oh well, we'll do it right. This way. Oh Biden.
Oh Biden.
There you go.
You know, the same crew is in there, so I get confused sometimes.
I know.
You know, she's going to carry the water for the Biden administration because they make sure she gets a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you know, she's in a position of power, especially in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to see the way the national teachers unions are going to affect the cities.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens with the Chicago teachers union, because right now they're talking about maybe we won't go back into the classroom again.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phone lines and go to Eric in Seminole. Now, Eric, how about just kind of tone it down a little bit so we can continue to talk. But what you need to know here?
Hey, Roger, thanks for taking my call, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, real quick, Mr. Frank was talking about Antifa in Portland and the clash with the Proud Boys and such. And I'm different with him on one opinion. They're not anarchists. I believe they're violent socialists. And if anything, they are borderline militia. Here's the thing. They are coordinated. They are well funded. They wear uniforms, and that's, you know, you don't have to be in a militia. You don't have to have a militia in uniforms, but
mm-hmm.
They are well funded, and they are socialists. They are violent socialists. They're using the anarcho-socialist moniker as a cover so that they can say we're practicing free speech. We can do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
They are not bucking. They are not anarchists in the traditional sense that they want no government. They are forming a new revolutionary government in Portland. And I'm venturing to say, and I'm making quotation marks when I say this with my fingers, I am speculating that many of them work are tangentially employed in reclamation contractor businesses where they go in wearing their mask and they knock stuff down, break windows, bash, burn out. So that causes contractors to need to be hired to go in and gut those buildings, which now the property value has increased. And now you have hedge funds coming in, buying up strips of land, strips of property in Portland right now to, how should I say, what they call it, gentrify the neighborhoods. So I have some... That's my two cents, and I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, air quotes. They are violent socialists going in, attempting to revolutionize,
mm-hmm.
if you will, their neighborhoods the way, you
yep.
know, wolf and sheep's
okay.
clothing type stuff. That's my opinion.
All right.
Thanks, sir. So have a good one.
Thank you very much, Eric. Okay. Now, Eric didn't mention the one thing I was waiting to hear. The involvement that George Soros has. Now, there are fact-checkers out there who will go, well, no, George Soros is not involved in any of this. It's not been proven he's been involved in it. Nonsense. The organizations that he puts money in have.
Yeah, first of all, I don't list the fact checkers anymore, because when you label yourself a fact checker, I have to question whether you're truthful or not, and
yep.
most of them are not.
That's right.
Second, about the anarchist thing. These are anarchists that are using the same playbook as the anarchists did in 1939 in Germany.
Yep.
While they may be Marxists, they're still anarchists because they don't work under the guise of a government. I agree so wholeheartedly that it's that they're an organized militia.
Mm-hmm.
But anarchists can also be organized militia. Antonio Gramsci was an anarchist and a Marxist. So, and one of the fathers of the movement that we're stomaching right now. So, yeah, they are a militia, and they do wear uniforms. And in that regard, this is an invading force in the United States, and we should be able to repel them by all means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But Democrats are not going to do that because they're executing something they need to have happen.
Yeah.
You know, so this is done with tacit approval of the far left in our government, which makes them complicit with our government. I do find the theory about them being associated with the reclamation industry a little interesting, although I think it's just a byproduct that hedge fund managers are seeing an opportunity. Hedge fund people, a lot of times, are like vultures. They look at the decaying body and say, how can I make money out of it? So, of course, they would be looking at the destruction of places like Portland and Seattle and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that Joe Biden is in trouble. And we know that because of various reasons. But when you've got...
Come on, man.
When you've got polls like Quinnipiac, which, by the way, Quinnipiac is probably one of the most biased and fraudulent pollsters the world has ever known. You want me to tell you how I know?
Give it to me, baby.
2020, Quinnipiac had Biden winning Florida by 5. Trump won by 3. In Ohio, they had Biden up by 4. Trump won by 8. That's how I
know. Well, and it's, that's, they go along the lines of Gallup. Most of the polling organizations, except for the Rasmussen organization, has taken a hard weight to the left when it comes to polling. So, yeah, Quinnipiac has not been entirely accurate lately. But for them to come out with the results that they've had, that Biden's in trouble, when you look at all of the left-leaning polling places that are saying Biden's in trouble.
And here's
kind of hard to ignore that.
And here's the George Soros connection to all of this. The Open Society Foundation, remember that name, and a myriad of other organizations linked to the Open Society Foundation. All of that, folks, is George Soros. All of that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at the major think tanks and the major PACs and the major activist groups, including BLM, when you get into their 990 forms, which are all supposed to be open source information for the public, because that's part of the nonprofit thing.
Mm-hmm.
And BLM is a nonprofit, by the way, which I find funny since their leaders are buying million-dollar houses. You can see the input from the Open Society Institute and the organizations that are funded by the Open Society Institute.
All right. Well, Frank, thanks for sticking around. I look forward to talking to you on Friday. We covered a lot of ground today. The people are already chiming in all over the place here. So we'll talk to you again on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, go to the website, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. And you'll find out all the different things that he does. And I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And let me tell you something. This portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, always brought to you the final segment by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Easy to find. Just look for that 9 foot tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, we've got the Sports Zone quarterback on the line here, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. Good being with you and talking a little bit about sports over the weekend. Well, the Olympics has ended. And the ratings decline.
And you heard what I told you during the break.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, for me, I usually wouldn't say this, but I didn't watch 30 seconds of the Olympics, and I don't know anybody that's a friend of mine that did either. And I heard you talking yesterday about some people were rooting against the American team. Well, they were rooting against the team where that girl had that purple hair, and they were rooting on them to lose.
They were, Matt. It's amazing. I thought I'd never see that in America, but people are tired of it now.
Yep.
If you're not going to act American, why should I root you in? And that's what happened there. And Subway better wake up, because people might start boycotting them because of her. So we'll see if they catch the message.
Yep.
But, there was a few class acts, too. I always want to say the whole story, not just part of it. A lot of people respect and appreciate representing the United States of America. They're very proud to live here. And
towards the end, it kind of straightened itself out towards the end, from what I could hear by the news stories and see by the news stories that I had them up there on Fox, you know, where they went so-and-so and such, and they showed, maybe 10 seconds of them with the American flag or something.
Yes, which is neat, so.
All right, we got to talk about something first before we get over there. Bobby Bowden, who made everybody feel like a Hall of Famer, and even Steve Spurrier said that he was one class act, died at the age of 91.
Yeah, we spoke about that on the show yesterday. He passed away yesterday morning at 5 o'clock, all across the country. He's just a down-to-earth guy who had strong faith. Lord Jesus Christ is Savior, and we believe he's up there now with him. And he cared about people, cared about family, he cared about doing the right thing for the right reasons. We need more people like Coach Bobby Bowden on this world. And hopefully we'll start getting them again. We need to get the generation to realize
he
was a class.
Now we'll talk about baseball.
Amen, Captain. Amen for that. Tampa Bay Rays. They win 96 over the Baltimore Orioles yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks. I'm just joking, folks. The Seattle Mariners beat the New York Yankees 2-0. And the Mets were beat by Philly 3-0. That division's starting to really get tight now. It's amazing. The Mets had the stronghold to really run away with it. And they're not doing it. The Toronto Blue Jays beat Boston. That put them a game back further from the Rays. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays have the second-best record in baseball, and the San Francisco Giants have the best record. Cleveland, the Guardians, beat Detroit 7-5.
Please. Please.
Something else. Isn't it, Captain?
Name the team after a bridge. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And the Cincinnati Reds, well, we're going to have to change that name, right? Mm-hmm. Beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-2. And the Atlanta Braves, there you go. I don't know how much longer we'll be calling them the Braves. 5-4 over the Washington Nationals. San Francisco found a way. They won 5-4 over Milwaukee.
I'll tell you what I heard. I believe it was the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs said that they're not changing their name, period.
Well, they all say that, Captain. Then a year later, they succumb to the pressure and then change it. Like what happened to Dan Snyder?
You know what we need to do with the pressure?
Go ahead.
Tell them to go to China. Tell them to go to Cuba. Tell them to go to Iran. We'll pay for you to go there. Go there. We don't want to hear from you. See ya.
People need to start realizing that. If you think you can get a better, this is how great this country is, Captain. If it's a job you are currently working and you're not happy, guess what? There's another job out there you can go to. If you're not happy in this country, there's other countries that will take you. And you know what's so funny about that? When it comes to the country, people will pay for you to leave this country.
Yeah.
Okay? And say thank you. Have a nice life. You're not going to get that with a job or other fashions of life.
Yep.
So
yep.
People better wake up. People are just getting tired of it. It's getting back to the love it or leave it mentality.
Well, we had a I know we don't go political in sports, but I'm going to tell you something. Since politics has entered sports, Be careful what you wish for. These sports teams have not seen the worst of the ratings yet, and if they get more involved in this, this cancel culture and all this other sort of stuff, they're going to see it in their pocketbooks, and they're not going to like the end result.
Well, Captain, it is sports. It's a great point you made. We never had this much polarizing political action in sports in our lifetime, and it's not helpful. It's supposed to be a release for people. It's supposed to be an enjoyment.
Yep.
It's supposed to be hours away from that, and they better start looking at that. Again, I was told this a long time ago, stay in your lane. Pick one and go with it.
Oops.
Because
all right, we've run out of time in the process because we're political, but Aaron Rodgers reportedly is going to the Saints next year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. It's going to depend on what happens this year with them, but I agree with you. Just a quick NASCAR, Cal Larson wins in the Watson
Yes,
Glen,
he did.
And then, you know, so God bless him.
All righty.
And thank you, Ron's captain. God bless you, man, and the audience.
Talk to you on Friday, and who knows, we might even see him on Tuesday at the Mission Barbecue. Sometimes we do. All right, and not to be outdone, here is what Patrick Hyland actually does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. Let's wrap things up talking a little bit about Soros and Company. People don't understand, or they don't want to understand, or they don't want to pay attention to follow the money. You know, the old addendum, follow the money. And on the funding side, when it comes to the left, and they're not progressive, don't buy that line anymore. When it comes to the communists on the left, the socialists on the left, and by the way, they call them democratic socialists for a reason. They're not your same old Democratic Party anymore. They're socialists, a.k.a. communists. Now, on the funding side, you have two main characters, George Soros and Bill Gates. Now, most left-leaning fact-checkers will tell you that there's no proof that George Soros is funding any of the left-wing causes. But guess what? Through his own Open Society Foundation and a myriad of other organizations that are tied to the Open Society Foundation, there is a funding aplenty going on to dozens of far-left groups across the country and the world. Now they're controlling elections, news outlets, and even financing some of the immigration caravans out there. Few people realize that Soros makes much of his money by creating and capitalizing on social turmoil. He is the original Grim Reaper on the downswing. Now, what we need to do, and why this man is still an American citizen, is beyond me. He should be stripped of his citizenship because he's trying to undermine the government of the United States and instill his own group to run the country and the world. The sooner people realize that, the sooner we can move forward. All right, I'll be back tonight. By the way, tomorrow, don't forget, have lunch with the captain day. But I'll be back tonight on a Radio. Thanks to everybody that tuned in, that chimed in, that'll find in. It's all about we the people here in this program. God bless.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.